This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Saudi Arabia is known for preferring a quiet kind of behind-the-scenes diplomacy. So it's unusual that the country's leaders have taken a very public step to protest the international community's failure to resolve the crisis in Syria. The kingdom decided it will not accept a 2-year rotating seat on the UN Security Council, saying the council is incapable of ending wars and resolving conflicts. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the move took the UN and the U.S. by surprise.
When Saudi Arabia was elected to become a non-permanent Security Council member, its ambassador to the UN, Abdullah Al-Mualimi, called it a defining moment in the kingdom's history.
We take this election very seriously as a responsibility to be able to contribute through this very important forum to peace and security of the world.
So Saudi watchers were taken aback by the news the very next day that Riyadh won't take the seat until the Security Council is reformed.
It certainly would seem that their ambassador to the United Nations was sandbagged by his own foreign ministry.
That's Tom Lipman, an expert on Saudi Arabia at the Middle East Institute here in Washington. He calls the Saudi decision self-defeating, given Saudi Arabia's concerns about Syria, its rivalry with Iran, and its hopes for a future state of Palestine.
The reason you would want to be on the UN Security Council is that eventually that's the arena in which these issues are going to be resolved, or in which the solutions to these issues are going to be ratified. Why then would you not want to be in the arena where the game is being played? I don't get it.
Saudi Arabia explained in a statement that the Security Council is failing to carry out its responsibilities, it hasn't resolved the Palestinian question, and it has stood by, according to the Saudi statement, while Syria's regime killed and burned people with chemical weapons. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he wants to work closely with Saudi Arabia on all of these issues. His spokesman, Martin Nazurski, says he and his colleagues don't recall any other state turning down a Security Council seat.
As far as we are aware, that there isn't another case like it.
But Saudi Arabia had given hints of its displeasure with the UN and with U.S. foreign policy during the week of the UN General Assembly, when Iran's new president was on a charm offensive and even got a phone call from President Obama. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister called off his planned speech. The minister, Saud al-Faisal, is due to meet with Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris this coming week as Kerry tries to ease Saudi Arabia's concerns. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.